No one likes to get wet when it rains. The people who have to use the wheelchair ramp to access Murphy Hall have no choice. When it rains for a long time, the gutters on the building get clogged and overflow onto the ramp. Austin Tyner, the president of the Campus Wise Disability Advocates Committee, says that Murphy Hall's overflowing gutter is just one example of the university ignoring students with disability.
UNC Chapel Hill, as much as I love to be here, has kind of an issue with the way that they treat accessibility and that they treat it at the surface level. A lot of the older buildings on campus, namely Swain and some of the older North Campus dorms, do not have, you know, proper entrances for people who need like mobility aids, so wheelchairs, walkers, canes, etc.
Gabe Simpson, a disability activist, says that Caldwell Hall is the most inaccessible building at UNC.
I think there is one technically accessible entrance, but it leads into the first floor, which is only offices. And then there's stairs up to the second floor, which has classrooms. And there's no elevators in the entire building. And the bathrooms are on the third floor, but it's certainly not accessible to those who can't climb stairs.
However, Michael Pierce, an accessibility specialist for UNC Campus Facilities, says a solution to the issues facing Caldwell and Swain Hall is not simple.
Caldwell is a unique situation in that it's not feasible to do minor things to improve accessibility to that building. Because we're a state university, we're under Title II of the ADA, which means we need to provide our programs as being accessible. And where we can't do that, then we will provide accommodations in order to make it accessible for the student or the instructor.
Those accommodations include allowing a student or professor to request the classroom location be changed to a more accessible location. Those accommodations are handled by the university's Accessibility Resource Services, also known as ARS. Though, Tyner says that ARS is not helpful for students with disabilities.
It's still a little hard to navigate, you know, and you really have to really explain thoroughly what your disability is and exactly how it affects you. The other thing is that even with ARS help, sometimes you will be, doubted or questioned.
While researching this story, Carolina Connection reached out to Accessibility Resource Services on multiple occasions. ARS never returned our emails or calls. In Chapel Hill, I'm Jackson Lanier.